Up to 227 faculty members could be away from UW campuses next year on sabbatical, either for a semester or full year. To qualify, candidates must have at least 6 years' experience, and they must submit a detailed proposal to their department. It might include travel, authoring a book, upgrading teaching materials, applying for research grants, or doing other continuing education projects that will keep them up to date in fast-changing fields. Even though department colleagues step in to cover the class load, Republican Representative Jeff Wood says in his legislation the $13 million salary cost for those on sabbatical next year would not come from taxpayers.
If anyone in the private sector, or anyone in K-12 for that matter, decides to take a year off to learn more about their position or go back to school, they don't stay on salary with their bosses. This is a unique little niche that the UW professors have had for a long time.
Wood says the money for salaries should come from gifts and grants the university receives. But university officials say a majority of that money is targeted for specific uses.
If you violate those purposes, you lose that funding.
Cora Merritt is the UW System's Senior Vice President for Academic Affairs. She says those on sabbatical are still teachers and should be paid as such. They're just on a different education assignment for a temporary period of time. She says justification for a sabbatical is rigid, and sometimes they're lucrative. Merritt cites a UW-Madison professor's astronomy project.
The one-semester sabbatical he took gave him an opportunity to develop a center that now has $10 million in funding from the National Science Foundation. That's the kind of a thing that you look for the levels of outcomes, and people do prepare reports, documents, other things indicating what they did during the sabbatical period.
Representative Wood agrees some projects are worthwhile, but others he calls, quote, a blatant example of milking the taxpayer. Merritt says that criticism hurts the morale on UW campuses. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.